We've come to the end of this event, and we can confirm that Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan have joined an elite league of the Donegal International Rally. They have completed the 20th stage of this in a time of 10 minutes, 21.9 seconds, and that now means that they are three in a row champions of the Walton Recycling Donegal International Rally. A fantastic drive by the Derry Kerry Partnership, who managed this rally very, very impressively, and in the end, they were to take the win by 20.5 seconds. 20.5 seconds was the difference. Marian Evans and Jared Conway, 10.19.4 in there in Fannett, but it wasn't enough. They couldn't crawl back the time. Devine and O'Sullivan managed this rally superbly, and they deservedly take yet another Donegal International Rally title. Now, you have to remember, there hasn't been too many that have done this. Cahill Curley in the 70s. The 80s, Ronan Morgan was navigator for Billy Coleman. They won three in a row. Then you had the jump to the early noughties, where it was Andrew Nesbitt and James O'Brien. Then after that came Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett between 2016 and 2019. And now we have Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan, three time winners of this event. They have won it in 2023, 24, and now 2025 as well. And it seems to be that the top three are going to finish identical to what it was last year, because Donegal's David Kelly and Arthur Kearns in the Volkswagen Polo, they have taken third position overall. John Armstrong and Shane Byrne, unfortunately, it seems to be that their rally has come to an end on the Fannett stage. And that now elevates David Kelly and Arthur Kearns into third position. It's another podium for David Kelly. Another fantastic result. Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes in the Hyundai, they, of course, won here previously in 2022. They finish in fourth position overall, some 25 seconds down on David Kelly. Michael Boyle and Dermot McCafferty, the Skoda Fabia RS Rally 2, they have finished in the top five. They are the leading all Donegal crew in their Skoda, and they've just pipped Dad Declan Boyle to fifth position. Declan and Patrick Walsh in a similar Skoda finishing sixth. 45.3 have taken their Ford Fiesta Rally 2 home. James Ford and Neil Shanks finishing 8th in the Citroen. Ryan Loughran and Dale McGettigan in the Ford Fiesta, 9th overall. And then we've got the third Boyle inside the top 10. It'll be a happy house night. Young Matthew Boyle and Gary Byrne in the Ford Fiesta Rally 2 finishing in 10th position overall. Outside of that, we've got the top two-wheel drive car. What a battle that has been for the modified section today. It was being led by Kevin Gallagher this morning. It was then Aaron McIntyre who took up the lead. Gareth Irwin then took the lead back. And in the last couple of stages, Aaron McIntyre and Derry Long in their standard rear-wheel drive have finished top of the pile in Class 14, 11th overall, and they get the top modified car as well. They finished, just checking at the time, some 19 seconds ahead of Gareth Irwin and Justin McCauley in the other Ford Escort. And in the standings, there's Cahan McCourt and Barry McNulty, who finished 12th in a Skoda Rally 5. So there you go. That's the nuts and bolts of how this rally has come to an end for 2025. We will, of course, have live second half commentary from Donegal's game in Slough in the All-Ireland Series coming up shortly. I can tell you that Chris Ashmore is at the finish line down at Port Salem. There's a scrum of media and supporters and rally officials who are surrounding Callum Devine, who has become the champion for a third time in a row. And the top three hasn't changed from last year. If we go back to 24 months ago, Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan finishing 20 seconds ahead of Marian Evans and Jared Conway in the Yaris. David Kelly and Arthur Kearns finishing in third. Another podium for David Kelly. And the top five is rounded out by Josh Moffat and Mike Bell. So as we said, Chris Ashmore is there. He will have reaction pieces very, very soon on our website, highlandradio.com. Plus, we'll also be playing them out on air after the second half of the Donegal game as well, where we will be hearing from Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan. And I know you like your stats, Kieran, and I told you earlier on today, Callum Devine is a serious talented young man and a seriously talented young driver. If we look at what he has done over the last couple of years, nobody has done it. He has won four Rally Up the Lakes on the bounce. He has now won three Donegal International rallies on the bus. So for 3 years, for that period, he's the only driver to win three Rally of the Lakes and three Donegal Internationals, the two biggest rallying events on the continent. But there's no doubt, the biggest one of the lot is Open Recycling Donegal International Rally. Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan will be making their way here to the finish ramp outside the Mount Argyll Hotel at round about 5:30 to kick off their celebration to their latest success.